And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 17th of January, 2011. It's the third Monday in January, so today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, instituted back in 1983 with the signature of Ronald Reagan, making it a law. It's the birthday of the Nobel Prize-winning economist George Stigler, born 100 years ago today, Renton, Washington, 1911, along with his friend Milton Friedman, helped lead the Chicago School of Economics, best known for developing the idea of regulatory capture, which he wrote about in a paper in 1971, The Theory of Economic Regulation, writing that government agencies often have a hard time successfully regulating an industry since it often happens that the people who are supposed to be doing the regulating have vested interests in the industry being regulated. And he wrote that before the BP Gulf oil spill and the Minerals Management Service and all of that. George Stigler, who also wrote an autobiography called Memoirs of an Unregulated Economist. It's the birthday of Luis Lopez Nieves, born in San Juan, Puerto Rico, 1950, the great novelist of Puerto Rico. His most recent novel is Galileo's Silence, came out 2 years ago. It's the birthday of First Lady Michelle Obama, born Michelle Robinson in Chicago, 1964. Grew up on the South Side, went to a magnet high school, graduated second in her class, went off to Princeton, then to law school at Harvard, met Barack Obama at the law firm in Chicago where they both worked, and for their first date, they went to a Spike Lee movie called Do the Right Thing. And it's the birthday of the man who founded America's first circulating library, Benjamin Franklin, Boston, 1706. Benjamin Franklin, who felt that the most pitiful man is a lonesome man on a rainy day who does not know how to read. Here's a poem for today by William Matthews, entitled The Accompanist. Don't play too much, don't play too loud, don't play the melody. You have to anticipate her and to subdue yourself. She used to give me her smoky eye when I got boisterous, so I learned to play on tiptoe and to play the better half of what I might. I don't like to complain, though I notice that I get around to it somehow. We made a living in good music, both, night after night, the blue curlicues of smoke rubbing their staling and wispy backs against the ceilings, the flat drinks and scarce taxis, the jazz life we bitch about the way army pals complain about the food and then re-up. Some people like to say with smut in their voices how playing the way we did at our best is partly sexual. Okay, I could tell them a tale or two, and I've heard the records Lester cut with Lady Day and all that rap, and it's partly sexual, but it's mostly practice and music. As for partly sexual, I'll take wholly sexual any day, but that's a duet, and we're talking accompaniment. Remember Reckless Blues? Bessie Smith sings out, Daddy, and Louis Armstrong plays back, Daddy, as clear through his horn as if he'd spoken it. But it's her daddy and her story. When you play it, you become your part in it, one of her beautiful troubles. And then, however much music can do this, part of her consolation, the way pain and joy eat off each other's plates. But mostly you play to drunks, to the night, to the way you judge and pardon yourself, to all that goes not unsung, but unrecorded. The Accompanist, a poem by William Matthews from Foreseeable Futures, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact email marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Margaret Baim. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.